podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, good evening and welcome to the midweek fix on the LFC Day Trippers. Seems though there's no proper football happening. We decided we're going to do a draft tonight. I'm going to be the host tonight and I'm joined by Emmett, by Kev and by the big boss man Gav himself on the other side of the mic tonight. Gav, how are you, first off?
I'm great. I'm no way confident about this.
You don't even know what it is.
It's a draft about this World Cup, right?
Yeah, and fair.
I'll tell you how bad I am, right? I was playing FIFA with Shiny last night, and in this fucking ultimate team thing that I'm completely addicted to now, there was like these objectives where you had to score a goal with a player from a country that were in the World Cup, and I had to list them out on my phone. You know, as I was scoring, I was putting fellas from Wales, I was putting centre backs from Wales up front and scoring and throwing him on the bench then and bringing someone else on. And the amount of teams that come out, and I went, they're in the World Cup? Fucking hell. So if this comes down to this current World Cup, picking players from certain teams, I am screwed.
Yeah, very defeatist attitude, very defeatist attitude. Kev, you tell him what it's like. It's going to be easy, isn't it? It's just got a World Cup 2022 draft.
It's going to be torture, Gav. Absolute torture, because he's got that glint in his eye. And he ain't saying a word. Look at the smile on it, look. He knows exactly what's coming.
I was just thinking of something funny. Thinking of something that happened at work today. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know yourself.
All good,
Emmett.
All good.
Emmett, what about you? Are you prepped for the World Cup coming up? It's starting in about 3 hours, lads. What's happening? You don't know what's happening about this World Cup.
I couldn't even tell you the countries that are playing it, let alone the players that play for them. I honestly thought it was going to be an... like, of all World Cups.
So did
I. I think Gav thought that.
Yeah, no. I'll be all right. We're on the Ireland top. And, I'm goosed. So, at least people will have fun laughing at us.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, listen, lads. Listen, we might as well get into it, right? We might as well start. I'll not put you out of your misery. I think you're probably underselling yourselves a bit here. So, what we're going to do, a draft on the World Cup 2022. Mm-hmm. And, basically, you can pick any player. Yous are stuck. I'm sticking yous to a 4-4-2 formation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 4-4-2. I'll let yous be flexible, relatively flexible, not ridiculously flexible with putting players out of position. For example, if you end up with a couple of right backs that you like, you could put one on the right side of midfield. You know that way, Luke? So we can bend the rules slightly, but not, you know, ridiculous.
Would you get the last word on it?
No, I don't.
Now, you get the last word on whether the player can go in that position, is what I mean. If we're trying to bend them a little bit too
exactly,
much.
Yeah. The quiz master or the draft master's... I keep saying quiz, like it's a quiz. It's not a quiz, it's a draft.
It's a quiz tomorrow.
Is it?
Mm.
Jeez. A World Cup quiz?
Yeah, but the quiz tomorrow is going to be on the World Cups from 1974 to 2018.
Are you on it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm hosting it.
Are yours? Oh, so you've done loads of research on 1974.
No, I haven't done a fucking thing yet. So
that won't. That's
tomorrow,
not
yeah, I think 74 to 2018 is 12 World Cups, I think.
You left out 70, why?
Because there's three guests on. Yeah. So if there's three guests and three goes into 12. Perfect.
All right, see, a bit of the old OCD coming in. That's fair enough. Look, that's your show. We let you do what you want on that.
This is my one,
right? So... I think, as the lads said, they sort of thought this might have been a generic open to all World Cups type of thing, because Gav was like, look, we do a quiz, we'll do a draft about the World Cups. And I said, yeah. And I only came up with this idea like earlier on, so the lads haven't got a clue. So what we're going to do, he's going to pick players 4-4-2. He's going to have a maximum of three players from the one country.
Okay.
No more than that. And obviously, you can't have the same player among his teams. Sound easy?
Yeah, no. So a max three from the same country. If fucking Mbappe is picked by me, them two can't have it.
Exactly, that's it.
Sorry,
that's
the maximum of three from the same country, is that each?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel a massive fucking issue.
Is Mbappe playing in the World Cup? Yeah.
I feel a massive issue coming writing towards down, the end of this.
Writing down.
You've said 4-4-2. You can have a max of three players from any country each. Yeah. So I can have three in France. He can have three in France once he don't clash.
Exactly.
There's definitely something coming at the end of this. Because
this
is
ready to start. There's a sting. Yeah.
I think it might be at the start, actually, that this happens. Okay. Go on.
Okay, right. So I left one bit out, right? So what we're going to have to do here, I've got 33 questions.
Oh, right? I love it.
So you're going to have to give me a number. And each number represents a country at the World Cup. Now, there's only 32 countries, 33 questions. I've got one mystery ball in there.
Yeah.
And basically, right, the way we're going to do this is can have a maximum of three players. You can have, you know, Mbappe and Konate and someone else from France if you want. But you have to get your question right, okay? Because if you get your question wrong, you're locked into that country, okay? For one pick.
Okay.
Right, so for one pick. So, for example, if you pick, they're not in the World Cup, I'm using it as an example. If you pick the number and it was the Republic of Ireland, you get a question to deal with the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, you have to have an Irish player. If you get it right, you can pick whoever the fuck you want.
Right.
Do you get me?
Yeah, but Ireland aren't in it.
Or no, you just, I use them as an example because they weren't there, you know, and they're close to my heart. So I said, well, I'll use Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've predetermined the order. It's Gav, Emma, Kev, right? Because I have a little sheet for doing the scores done now, so that's why we're not messing. I have my questions and all of it.
Oh, wow.
Proper order, this.
You are clearly doing these while you're meant to be walking today.
Because you're 100%.
Yeah.
My boss is a Man United fan. He will not be watching this, so yeah 100%. Now, as I said, the questions will relate to the country, but it may or may not be about football, just so you know that. These may not be football questions.
What? Like, what? Is it like the best route in a taxi from Dublin Airport to the city centre?
It could be. If Ireland were in it, it could be.
All right, now, great, go on.
So, on top of that, if you get the question wrong, and you can't think of a player that plays for the country, I have a player wrote down beside each answer.
Okay, and you get
get that player.
Yeah.
If the player you get is in a position you already have, like a goalkeeper, you're getting the player that's on this list.
Okay.
And you'll have to just jiggery pokery around with your team then. Now, not all these players are stockings or shite, just so you know.
Right, okay.
So it's not a stitch up. This is a mix of players. It's genuinely like some of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
Some of the not so best.
Okay.
So Gav, you're gonna go first. So do you all know what we're doing here?
Yeah.
We're clear.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. Excellent. Lovely. Let's get started. Gav, give me a number between 1 and 33.
Number 14, please.
Number 14. Straight off the bat. Lovely jubbly. Tunisia. This is Tunisia's sixth World Cup finals appearance. In their previous 15 games, how many wins have they got? 15 World Cup games, how many wins? So it's probably football. So you got a football question. Easy peasy.
Tunisia. 15 games.
So they've been in five.
So they've played, they've never got out of groups.
15 games.
They played three. I would say they have one win in the 15.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Two. They've had two wins.
Okay.
So what's happened now, you're getting Manchester United midfielder Hannibal Medjbri, whatever the fuck his name is, right?
Yeah.
So, the Tunisian player, centre midfield. So, he's going into your midfield.
Yeah. Is there any way of getting rid of him?
Possibly.
Okay, cool. No problem.
If you think he's bad, he could be worse.
Okay. I'll take him.
He shows passion.
He's good hair. So, you know, there's a lot to be said for it.
Great hair.
A lot to be said for that. Right, so there we go. Easy peasy. Nice, simple question. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Emma, give me a number.
25.
25. Oh, Argentina. What name is Jorge Mario Bergoglio better known by?
What's the name again?
Jorge Mario Bergoglio.
Okay.
Bargy.
What?
Bargy.
Bardy.
Yeah. Bargy.
Bargy. Oh, you're just giving me a nickname, eh?
I don't know what his name is.
Well, I'm going to give you another chance. I'm going to give you another chance. This is a famous person. It's not like some random. It's not some random geezer, and I want you to give me his nickname. So this is a name, right? Jorge Mario Bergoglio. What's the other boy's known as? What's he better known as?
It's going to be a player you know, isn't it?
It's going to be someone really famous.
Yeah.
Okay. I've no idea, kid. Sorry.
All right, no problem. Anyone want to guess? Have a guess.
Gabriel Batistuta.
Unlucky. Kev, do you want to have a guess?
Angel Di Maria.
No. Just want the answer, lads.
Go on.
Pope Francis.
Frankie.
Oh, my Pope God. Francis.
So.
What's that got to fucking do with Argentina?
He's from Argentina. Argentina.
He is not, is he?
He is.
Yeah, he was a keeper, wasn't he?
Is he the current one?
Yeah, the current lad, yeah.
He lived in Dublin for a while as well.
What a man. What a fella. So you get, a midfielder from Argentina. You get Papu Gomez, a favourite of Gab's.
Ooh.
Shocking nice player.
So you see, these players aren't donkeys. You know, that's all I'll say.
Right.
Kev, give me a number.
Number 8, please, Keith.
Number 8. Senegal. What is the capital city of Senegal?
Dakar.
Excellent. Well done, Kev. Brilliant. You can pick any player in any position that you want.
Sadio Mane.
You're taking a Senegal player? Fucking hell, it's a bit of a waste.
No, not really.
I like your spirit. Is he in the World Cup?
Hold on, he could have taken any player from anywhere in the world.
I had to be from the country that we were picking.
No, you're only tied to the country if you get the question.
You can pick any player you want, Kev.
All right. That's all right. I stick with Sadio. I love Sadio.
Right, so do you want Sadio as one of your forwards?
left mid.
Left mid. Right. So we get the gist of it, lads. Yeah, it's not. Some questions are easier than others, I will say that.
Sorry, just to let you know, I have got the comments on, but I'm only using them when I'm not my question. So I'm going to put them on the screen.
Right? Don't worry.
So...
Gav, back to you. Give us a
number. Number 22.
22. Germany.
What number did you pick, Kev? Sorry, I'm just.
I have them marked here.
Kev picked 25. Okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, number 8. Sorry.
Number 8.
Germany.
Yeah.
How many years did Angela Merkel spend as German Chancellor? Was it 12, 16, or 20?
She's not still there, is she?
No, she's gone.
I wouldn't say she was there 20. Seems a bit long. But Merkel. I'll go with 16, Keith.
Correct.
Yes.
So you can take any player you want.
Lionel Messi. Up front.
Good choice, good choice. You link well with Hannibal Medjugorje.
Yeah, right. Hannibal. Like, literally, Hannibal is Messi's oil.
There you go. Yeah, he pictures one as well. Emma, give me a number.
28.
28. Right, love this. Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
Jimmy Nail's breakthrough acting role came in what TV show?
Avida Saint Pe.
Correct.
Yes. Nice one.
I'll have.
You just didn't have a question for Saudi Arabia, didn't you? Not? So you were listening to Jimmy Nail earlier and you just said, oh, that's what
I'm Newcastle, Saudi Arabia, they're all the same. So pick the
George. Okay. He can have whatever player he wants then.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say, sorry, I should have said this.
Wow.
It doesn't impact on Leo Messi, right? If you pick any player you want and he's one of the answers, do you get me? So he's a locked-in answer for someone that gets a question wrong. You'll have to change your pick. The person who gets the locked-in. So you could get a question wrong and get for argument's sake, Messi isn't one, but argument's sake, if Kev got one wrong and Messi was the answer, he'd get Messi and you'd have to change him for someone else. Do you get right. me?
Yeah, but I'd still have a pick of whoever I wanted.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not a locked in one.
Yeah.
So I'll go Mbappe.
Okay.
Oi, Kev.
Number 12, please.
Number 12. Cameroon. You're doing that little Ooh. Horn of Africa, yeah. whatever that's yeah. called.
like Nelson Mandela Roger, here.
Yeah. Roger Miller, World Cup's oldest goal scorer, was what age when he scored versus Russia at USA 94?
42.
Correct.
Mm.
Anyone you want. You're going to pick Roger Miller, aren't you?
Virgil van Dijk.
Shout.
Hey. Back to you, Gav.
Number 2.
Morocco.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Ah, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. What is the national animal of Morocco? Is it? I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice. Is it the Barbary lion or the Arabian eagle?
Oh. Trying to think Morocco's flag, but I think it's just red. Yeah. Don't think there's that on it.
A green star or something.
A green thing in the middle, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lion or an eagle?
Mm. It's either the Barbary lion or the Arabian eagle.
Barbary lion. I'm going to go with the eagle, Keith.
Incorrect, Gavin. The eagle is the Arabian eagle is the national animal of Libya. They're near neighbours. Yeah. Would you believe?
How did you not know that?
I can't believe you didn't get that. So now, which it probably works out okay for you because Hannibal Medjugorje now gets a neighbour in with him, and he gets Ashraf Hakimi at right back.
That's not bad. That's decent.
Yeah. I told you, there's quality players in here.
Yeah.
Guy's going for the FIFA generation with this one.
Can't
I think.
Go wrong for going yeah. wrong there.
There you go. See, that's what I mean. Like, it's not as bad
I'm
as like, it's.
I'm starting to, this is starting to grow me.
Yeah, it's not as bad. It'll just be basically three teams will be put out there. They won't be full of donkeys and, you know, we'll see who has the best team. Because sometimes we can overcomplicate these things. You know yourself.
Yeah. I feel that's coming later, though.
No, not at all. There you go. See, look at that. Madge on the ball there as usual. Barbary horses are Moroccan. So if you had a connect in the dots here, Gav, you might have got that one.
Well, you know? Hold on. I'd have to look at the comments to fucking connect the dots and I'm not looking at them.
But you're a horse. You're from a horse background. So I thought you would have known.
From a horse background.
Lexi's into the horse game.
Please tell me how I'm from a horse background.
Lexi's from the horse game. No,
my daughter likes horses.
Loves football, so I know about football.
Yeah, but you don't turn around and go, yeah, we're literally from like a very famous football family because you're a young fella plays football. Like, you can't do that.
Your children have a hobby and a pastime. I'd expect you to be a bit more in the know.
Now, you said the horse hobby. Background, which means you were brought up in them. Like, yeah. You're mad. Go on.
Just saying. Well, where are we? Emma. Give us a number.
15.
Ah. Qatar. And it's a bit of a coincidence, this one, the way it's, because these are all random, obviously. What's the national animal of Qatar? Is it the Arabian oryx or the white oryx? So O-R-Y-X, oryx. I think I'm saying it right. So it's an oryx. We've just, you know, there's no doubt of it being an oryx, but is
I'll go with oryx.
Is it the Arabian or the white?
I'll go with the white oryx.
That's an excellent guess, Emma. It's incorrect. The white oryx is the national animal of Jordan.
Oh, sure. I'm always getting them mixed up.
Yeah, it's an easy mistake to make. Easy mistake to make. So you now get Qatar. Oh, lovely, jubbly. So you get Qatar's best player. You get there a forward player, Hassan Al-Haidos. So slotting him in there nice. Alongside Kylian Mbappe. Hassan, have to check the spelling. Al-Haidos. H-A-Y-D-O-S. Google him. One for the kids. Google him.
Quality. Got a mention.
Yeah, a bit of quality there, you know. There you go.
A lot of caps.
Now, Kev.
Number five, please, Keith.
Number five, Canada.
Where's Matt when you need him?
What is the capital city of Canada? Some questions are easier than others.
Ottawa.
Correct. On fire tonight, Kev. You just on the quiz tomorrow?
He's just doing a geography lesson here.
It's not football. It's okay.
Yeah, it's the way the number he's picking the numbers. You could have had the numbers. You were picking the national animals from random countries.
Come on, Kev. Any player you want.
Alison Becker.
I suppose we'd last at this one. Back to you, Gav.
Number 31, please.
31. Wow, Ghana.
For fuck's
sake. Right. Did Michael Essien win more Premier League or FA Cup titles?
Ooh, good question.
Is he there in 04, 05? Essien. He's there in 05, 06. They don't win it. 06, 07. Because I think Chelsea win it in 04, 05, 05, 06. I don't think they win it until 9-10 under Angelotti, I think. I'm going to say FA Cups, Keith.
FA Cups is correct. 4-2. So we won 4 FA Cups and 2 Premier Leagues. So you can pick anyone you want.
I will have... I'm very tempted to pick Harry Kane, to be honest with you, but he's a prick, so I don't really want to pick him. might be an idea to get a goalkeeper out of the way. Manuel Neuer.
Good job.
Okay, Emmy.
19.
South Korea. Tottenham signed Son from which team?
I had a name in your head straight away here, but I'm not too sure if I'm right now. Gonna have to rush you.
Yeah. I don't know. Hoffenheim.
Unlucky. Leverkusen.
Yeah, that's it. Leverkusen. Fuck.
So, South Korea. And you know, this actually works out very, very well for you. I'm not gonna lie, Kev. Emma. So you get a South Korean player, you get a goalkeeper, Kim Seung-gyu.
He's delighted that Keith is. This has worked out really well for you, man.
You still probably have keepers.
You've done your best to keep a straight face reading that out. That's so good.
My team is literally going to be a team of locked in, other than the Vita Sante.
Other than Jimmy Nails, mate.
At least you got Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe's going to turn up and go, what the fuck's going on here?
6-1.5, it doesn't do that. So, Kev, give us a
number 30, please.
Number 30. Okay, Japan. Now you need to listen out for this one, right? In Kill Bill, Uma Thurman's first tag of the Deadly Vipers is Yakuza leader Oren Ishii. But who played Oren Ishii?
I have no idea. I have no
clue. Anyone know? Anyone want to jump in there? Oren, yeah, Lucy Liu, yeah.
Yeah, no clue.
Have you seen Kill Bill, Kev?
A long, long time ago.
What a movie. No one likes it. I love it. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's a great film.
I blatantly love it. Absolutely brilliant.
Do you know what I'm going to watch later? I'm going to watch In the Name of the Father later.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a cracker.
Do you know why? That's a great film. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about it. I've listened to a podcast I'm going to call them The Troubles Podcast. It's all about stuff that happened in the North during the Troubles. And, some of the stories are amazing. And it just got me thinking about that. So I might watch that later.
It's a good show.
Anyway, who are you locking him in?
Follow her up with a Kill Bill. So, again, it's not a hard one this. You get Takumi Minamino.
Oh, I like Taki. Taki's cool.
Is he classed as a forward or a midfielder?
He is classed as a forward, yeah. I have him. Because,
stick him left or right midfield.
Well, listen, I'm in charge. I've gone to the effort of putting a position beside all of these
locked in players. Okay, yeah. Right.
So, now when I say it, I've gone, some of them are just wingers, so you can put them on the left or the right, but I've got like central midfielders, left back, right back, forward, so, you know, don't start messing with me blading there.
Okay, sorry.
My system. Japan, Takumi, I do have him as a forward, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In he goes.
Liverpool blading strike force going on there, Kev, I like that.
And Alisson Becker and
Alisson and Virgil van Dijk. You don't know Liverpool.
Ah, yeah, he's gone for one of these.
Gone for the popular vote. Yeah. Politicians vote. Yeah, why not? Why not? Gav, back to you.
Give us number 17.
17. England.
What's the capital of England?
No.
Okay. Like,
the football.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something. Mm-hmm. Gareth Southgate infamously missed a penalty in Euro 96 in the semi-final versus Germany. Mm-hmm. What number penalty was he on for England?
Six.
Correct. Fucking, how did you guess that?
Well done.
Because I knew it wasn't in the first slot. I knew it was a sudden death job.
Do you know why that's a nice little save for you there? Who have you got and go, Manuel Neuer? Mm. You would have been getting little arms Pickford if you got that.
Lovely. So, yeah, that would have, I just would have left. I would have said,
you would have got the hump over that, yeah, because you were smug. You were a bit smug with the Manuel Neuer one.
Yeah,
I
like the Manuel Neuer
one. I wasn't impressed with your attitude or anything. Oh, yeah. Okay. You let yourself down a little bit, but you've dodged the bullet there.
I will have 'Every area of the pitch covered there at the moment, so I will have I'll take Neymar for left midfield.
Interesting. Okay. Emmy.
Number 9.
The Netherlands.
Nice.
Dutch King Willem Alexander was born in which region? Was it Maastricht or Utrecht?
Maastricht.
Utrecht.
Well, hold on. It's worked out quite well for you.
This could work out well.
This one does work out okay. You've got Cody Gakpo.
Sweet. Yeah.
But I have two forwards already, so do I get rid of one of them?
No. We'll put him on the wing for
now. No, I want to get rid of one of them.
No. Okay, you can get rid of Mbappe if you want.
No, I'll put him
on the wing. Get rid of the other fella.
Yeah, no, we can't. Name Mary.
I'll put him on the wing.
What number did he pick there? Number 9, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
Kev?
Number four, please.
Number four. Oh, Iran.
Ooh.
What is the local animal of Iran?
What was the country of Iran formerly known as? Somebody is everybody. Kev's getting the geography ones, the easy peasy ones.
Persia.
Persia.
Persia, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking geography, fucking classes.
See, that's just the way it's fallen. You could have
I wouldn't have known that.
I would. In you. Again, Persian. They're horses, they're Persian horses.
Persian rugs.
I think that could be big white horses. I didn't need like Persian rugs. Persian horses, and from a horse and family, I would have expected.
From a horse and background.
From the equine industry that you are.
I'm going to go with KDB.
Yeah, nice.
KDB. Nice.
Red Steve says he's been to Utrecht and hasn't seen the head fella Ireland.
He must have missed him. He must have just missed them that day.
Back to me.
Yeah. And by the way, if anyone wants to query any of these, they can ask me arse because I just on Google all day and trying to get questions. What's so, you know, if he wasn't born in... Kev went for...
Four?
Four. Okay. Right, so back to me, is it?
Back to you.
I'll have... let me have number 33.
You've got the mystery box here, Gav.
So, oh, we should have known it was going to be number 33 of the mystery box, for fuck's sake. You didn't have to force it to throw it in somewhere else, no?
No.
Okay.
What squad number did 17-year-old Ronaldo wear at USA 94? Now, if people watching the documentary may have seen, you know, Ronaldo sniffing around them.
Yeah. Oh, I can see him on the pitch after he win it. I was going to say 18, but I have a feeling one of the big players was 18, like Bebeto or something like that might have been 18.
Bebeto wore 7.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm going to say I've 18 in my head and I can't get it out now and I don't think I'm right. So I'm going to say number 20.
Correct.
Yes.
Do you know who, you can pick who you want, but do you know who you would have been getting?
Who?
Neymar, and you already have him. So.
Oh, lovely, lovely. I wonder who number 18 was in that, because I just had an 18 in my head.
Was it Mauro Silva or one of them? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Right? The only thing I remember from Ronaldo was, I think he braces, and he was on the braces in his team. He was on the pitch after. So I get a free pick here, do I?
Yeah.
Okay. I will have... trying to think of good fucking defenders. Or a good striker, maybe, and get that out of the way. A Croatian, eh?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I kind of need a centre-back, though, don't I? Because I'm going to fucking end up absolutely snookered here later on without centre-backs. I know.
Are you going to go for him? Are you going to go for the big dog?
Who's the big dog?
Big Degsy.
No.
Croatia. You're going down that Croatian road.
No, Croatian I'm going to go with... It should have been no doubt that he should go to the World Cup. Ibrahima Kanati. Centre-back.
Political shot, I like that.
No, I think... I just couldn't understand why there was any doubt over why would he go on it.
He will. Right. Emma.
Number 6.
Costa Rica.
Oh, I got them in the sweepstakes today.
I got Argentina.
Do you know who I got? Two teams. I got Costa Rica and Australia.
Love it. So love it. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, let's see now. Costa Rica. What does Costa Rica translate to in English?
Hmm.
So, coast. Rich coast.
Correct.
Oh, what a
shout. Well done. Well done.
What, who would have ended up with there?
He would have ended up with
Paolo Onchop.
Fulham player, Brian Ruiz.
Oh,
Brian. He's about 39 now.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't giving out Keylor Navas, so I was looking for someone a bit less than that, yeah. You know. So, Brian Ruiz.
That's a show. Anyway, what player is he picking?
I need a defender as well. I know hardly any. I'll go with Kimpembe.
Presnel Kimpembe. Did he go? Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Oh. I couldn't fucking tell you.
I don't know if he's injured.
They've so many players. Might get a Stewart's inquiry on that one. Anyone
well,
in
someone in the chat
there.
Let us know if Kimpembe is there. You shouldn't Kimpembe have the chat on anyway, you fuckers. Let me know in the chat. I'll keep an eye on it now where we're going. If Kimpembe was in the squad.
We'll come back if he didn't. You can get another player.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Kev.
Number 16, please.
Number 16, Wales. What was Tom Jones' first UK number one single in 1965?
Oh, what?
Kimpembe is out injured, apparently.
We'll come back to you, Emma. Kev's not getting time to think about this.
Kev doesn't need that much time. I'll go with that one. Not unusual.
Final answer?
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, not unusual to...
Correct.
Oh,
wow. Correct. It's not unusual.
Wait, before he picks one, go back to Emma. Emma gets a pick.
Jesus.
Yeah, go back, Emma. You change Kimpembe.
On book record, that was what's the new pussycat.
whoa.
Pussycat,
love
you.
Yeah. I'll go
Rudiger. Tony
Rudiger. And Kev is going with?
Kev is going with? Karim Benzema.
Isn't he a shy bag, isn't he, Karim Benzema? He's absolutely been out since October with muscle fatigue for Real Madrid, hemorrhaging points because they've no forwards.
Because
he's saving himself for the World Cup.
My go, is it?
Your go.
I will have number 11, please.
And just to, before we give you that number 11, so Karim Benzema, I'll let you be flexible and put Mane to the wing. Because you have Mane and Taki up front, but I'll let you be flexible there and move.
Mane left
Sadio. What number did you say, Gav?
Number 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
This couldn't have worked out much better for you. You're only going to be talking about them. Croatia.
Yeah.
It's like you're getting all your picks here.
Yeah.
People will say this is a fix.
This is going to be a geography question about Croatia. It's been broken up about 8 times. Watch this.
No. It's okay. A nice football one for you. Right. Zvonimir Boban, how many Champions League winners' medals did he get with Milan? Is it 1, 4, or 6?
Right, give me. They win it in. Boban's there in the late 80s, if I remember right. And I think they win it in. They win it around 89, I think. Or was that? It's not only one. They win it in 94 and he's there as well. he's only got one. Boban feels like he's at fucking Milan years and he's right at the peak. If he won six, you'd know about it. One.
Correct. 93-94. He was actually in Croatia.
Is that the one where he smashed on Barcelona?
Yeah.
4-0 in Athens.
So he was at Dynamo Zagreb, Croatia Zagreb, one of them, and they were playing Red Star Belgrade, and the riot started, and he kicked the bleeding security fella, didn't he? And they all ran amok, and the Yugoslavia fell apart. What a hero.
What a player.
Have you a pick there, Gav?
I will have... Oh, I keep looking at this left back because I know I'm going to struggle near the end, but I'm going to have Gavi off Spain.
Gavi.
Yeah.
Lovely jubbly. Go, Emma.
Number seven.
USA. US President Joe Biden was previously a senator for which US state?
Could you not give him a choice of three, even? This is fucking 50.
But he's, you know where he's from.
Yeah.
Kev, do you know where he is?
I think so.
See, so if Kev had got this, this was an easy one. If Gav had got it, no chance, he'd have needed 10 clues. But Emma, I'm putting in the middle. I'll give you three guesses. I'll give you three clues, okay? Just because Gav suggested it. So, was he Connecticut? Was he Pennsylvania? Or was he Delaware?
Pennsylvania.
It's Delaware.
Jumped the bleeding gun there, didn't you, Emma? Delaware.
Pennsylvania. Just
Yeah.
I would have said Connecticut.
He's a strange one because he used to, when he was vice president, he used to get the train
back to and from
work. Yeah.
So, it was just one of those things in his campaign that he made a point of being up and down on the train all the time with it. So that's just one of those things that stuck in my head.
The man of Delaware, wasn't he? He loved it. Done his bit for the village and the community of Delaware. You know, absolutely, small little village that it is. Right, you only have one defender. So you're getting a centre-back, Emma. And you're getting the Celtic centre-back, Cameron Carter-Vickers.
It's solid enough to end this.
That's Romain. There's no stopping here.
Can I just ask, just while Gav is not here?
Yeah.
Mbappe can play left wing, surely, in the midfield.
He plays left for PSG, doesn't he? So.
Yeah, of a trade.
I haven't decided yet. I'm just saying, but I could shift him. Yeah.
Cool. I suppose what you have to weigh up at. Oh, you got Celtic centre back Cameron Carter Vickers.
Who does he play for Canada, is it?
No, America. USA. So I'll let you fiddle about with your team. I probably should have said at the start. But you know, you can't have two forwards up front, two forwards on your wings, and two attackers in your mid. There has to be a semblance of balance to your team. So we'll look at them. After this pick, we'll run through the team. So Kev, you know.
Number three, please.
Number three, Serbia.
Shit.
Which British club loaned Marko Grujic from Liverpool in January 2018? Nice, easy one. Liverpool and all. Where did Marko Grujic go on loan in 2018? Which British club?
Oh.
British club.
Yeah.
I know this. Jesus Christ, I know everybody else's answer.
So do I.
That's the look of the draw, lads. That's the look of the draw.
So I didn't know he went on loan in England.
Britain.
Scotland.
Cardiff.
Correct.
Keyed open your fucking mouth.
We said British, what?
Yeah, and then he went, I didn't know he went to England. Oh, British. Might as well have sung the fucking Welsh national anthem on him.
Do you know, my question for Wales was going to be the Welsh national anthem. What's it called? The Welsh name. That was going to be the Welsh question. But I went for Tom Jones. Yeah. For any of our Welsh listeners there, I apologise for Kev's racial slur about your national anthem.
I was probably close, though.
I wouldn't say you were far off. I'm only joking.
I'll go with Theo Hernandez.
Hernandez, good show. So I'm going to recap the teams just for the listener.
Yeah.
So, Gav, you have Manuel Neuer in goal. You've got Ashraf Hakimi. You've got Ibu Konate. You've got Hannibal Medjbri. You've got Gavi. And you've got Neymar and Leo Messi.
Yeah.
Okay. Emma, you have the custodian in goal, the big man, Kim Sung-gil. You've got Tony Rudiger and Cameron Carter-Vickers at the back. You've got Papu Gomez, Cody Gakpo, Kylian Mbappe, and Hassan Al-Haidos.
It's fell well for him, hasn't it?
it's done. You've done all right. There always has to be one. And Kev, you've got Alisson Becker. You've got Theo Hernandez. You've got Virgil van Dijk. You've got Kevin De Bruyne. You've got Karim Benzema, Taki Minamino, and you've Sadio Mane. So these teams are shaping up nice. Shaping up nice, I tell you. Gav, back to you.
Sorry, I just found Smarties on my desk.
Oh, interesting.
Very nice.
They're my sons. They were my sons. Yeah. 20, please.
20. Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Dark horses.
Dark horses, you fancy them, Kev?
I wouldn't be surprised if they topped their group.
Is Peter Schmeichel Jungfle still in goal for them?
Yeah,
I don't know if he'll start.
Fuck them. Don't want them. Right, Gav, you're a film buff, so this one should fall nice for you.
I hate films.
You've seen one or two. Brigitte Nielsen appeared in 3 Sylvester Stallone movies: Rocky IV, Creed II. And which other movie? And I'm going to give you a blade. I'm going to be extra generous to you, right? Because I feel like you've been the butt of the jokes with the horsey stuff.
Mm.
The film was from 1986, if that's any help to you.
Thanks, bro. Rocky IV.
Rocky IV, Creed II. Tied in, you know, same character.
Mm-hmm. Mary Drago. Sylvester Stallone.
What? Yeah, Marty to him. You know,
was he in Rambo?
Yeah. Was what? He was.
Yeah, go on, I go Rambo.
Incorrect. Does anyone know?
Probably Creed 1, was it?
No, she was in Red Sonja.
That was with Ernie.
Martin says Cobra.
Cobra is correct. Anyone good. Ever see Cobra? Cobra is great. Yeah. Sylvester Stallone plays a cop called Marion Cobretti.
Anyway, who do we end up with?
Denmark. Oh, hold on. Wait, let me see. Boom, 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 boom. You end up with, and you have a forward and all, Martin Braithwaite.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Is that the fella that Barcelona signed illegally?
Yeah, exactly. So him and Messi and Gavi already have that sort of...
They already know each other, yeah.
They already got...
Mocking is catching.
Emmett.
We'll go on number 10.
Number 10, Portugal.
Mm.
Which
even if
Portugal...
I get it wrong, it could be good.
What?
Even if I get it wrong, it could be good.
Would it be good? I don't know. Which Portuguese Ballon d'Or winner has the better club goals to game ratio? Is it Eusebio or Ronaldo?
All competitions, internationals, everything?
No, club. Just club games.
Oh, just club. So just all club games?
Yeah.
Goals.
Goals so to goals games. To game ratio.
I'm going to have to say Ronaldo. He's the record goal scorer, is he not?
He is. It's a very good show. It's wrong. So, Ronaldo...
It's games, goals to game ratio.
I know,
you
say
you could have played like... 10 games has got 10 goals.
Exactly. Yeah, the numbers, the numbers are quite good. So Ronaldo's played 951 games and scored 701 club goals. Mm. Eusebio played 575 games and 580 goals. So wow. He's had a goal a game. So
he was ridiculous, man. He was ridiculous.
He was, yeah. He was outrageous. Do you want to know who you get for that?
Yeah, go on.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, where is he going to put him?
Up top. Mbappe goes left wing.
This is what's going to happen now. You're going to be screwed. Nobody else has Ronaldo.
Are all the wrong answers not left back and right back?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, you could be lucky. You could be lucky. Kev.
Number 24, please.
Number 24. Spain. After Madrid and Barcelona, what is Spain's most populated city?
Seville.
Seville is fourth place, just ahead of Malaga and just behind Valencia. Yep, Valencia is correct.
Valencia.
So you get
the numbers.
You're getting a winger, Kev. How are you fixed?
I could do with a one on the right.
Winger. Yeah, you could do Pablo Sarabia. You're getting.
That'll do.
Never heard of him.
Plays for PSG.
He was at PSG up until this still season. There.
Oh no, yeah, he's in Portugal now, is he?
He's in Portugal now, yeah.
Right. Back to you, Gav.
One.
Australia. G'day, mate.
Fuck's sake, I don't know you're bleeding. Team Kyle or something here.
It's a question about kangaroo. If it's not a question about a kangaroo, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah. I should have known. Damn, I've messed up. Right. Which makey uppy location is set for the south? Is it Ramsey Street or Summer Bay?
Hold on, they're makey uppies, are they not anyway?
Yeah, but they're based somewhere. So that Ramsey Street is in a location. Summer Bay is in a location.
For the south. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Has to be Ramsey Street.
There you go. Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Ramsey Street is in Melbourne and Home and Away is in New South Wales. Mm. So could be Sydney or somewhere up there. Mm-hmm. You would have got Aaron Moy if you had got it wrong.
Yeah. Fuck him. let me see now.
So you've got, and I'm going to give you these recaps.
I need a left back.
You need a left back, you need a centre back, and you need then a midfielder.
Yep. I will have the left back guy off Canada who plays for Bayern Munich.
I was going to give you that left back. Sorry, I'm glad you clarified.
What's his name?
If you can't tell me his name, you're not getting him.
Is it Alphonso Davies or something like that?
Oh, it is, yeah.
Whopper, I'll have him.
Okay.
Is he not classed as a forward now?
No, do you know what? He was actually the Bilby prize if you had got Canada wrong, whoever got the Canada question, and I did have him down as a left back.
Well, go number one.
Gone.
What was it? Sorry, number 32 then.
Uh-huh. Switzerland. What flavour are the Chocolate Sensations Toblerones?
Oh, I only had one today. Now, it's the original Toblerone because the one I had today was an orange kick off.
The original one, you know what I mean? The original.
What do you mean, what flavour? It's nougat, is that what it's called?
No.
That's the bits that's in it.
No, there's a flavour.
Is that your Toblerone answer? Yeah, it's not
hazelnut.
You've rushed in there with hazelnut. You didn't take a minute to think about it. It's not hazelnut, Emma. It's not hazelnut.
Is it honey and almond?
It is honey and almond.
Mm.
God damn it. Right, Switzerland, you get Jerdan Shaqiri. So your balance team has absolutely gone out the window.
Ah, no, that's sorted.
Right, Kev.
21, please.
21. Poland. Joy Division have a song named after a Polish city. Name the city. I'm listening to a lot of Joy Division today.
I've seen that, yeah. I've seen
I love Joy Division now. I have to say, I do love Joy Division. I change every day. I put something on and go into a little rabbit hole on it, you know. So, yeah.
I'm going to have to go with the obvious of Warsaw, but I'd have to go with Warsaw.
Correct.
Fucking hell. Go with Trent at right back.
Won't even get a game to waste.
Did he get brought, did he?
He could end up in right mid.
Yeah.
Southgate plays a back three.
Yeah.
He won't. He'll play Trippier and he'll play Shaw.
Yeah, and he'll play everyone else that he has. Put midfielders and all back there ahead of him. Back to you, Gav.
Number 26, please.
Oh, this is a good one. Ecuador.
Oh, Ecuador. What a song.
It's funny you should say that.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't know who sang it.
German. I'm going to tell you who sang it. German dance act sensations Sash.
Sash
had a 1997 smash hit song with Ecuador. But what is their biggest hit called?
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, you jumped to your new fucking Sash before that the question even came up, and now I'm killing you.
No, I didn't.
You preempted.
I said Ecuador, and I just sang the song.
I gave you the
country
of Ecuador. You said Ecuador. What a song. And now
yeah, but I did that. Sash.
This has to be a passer.
We have to time it on this now, guys.
No, hold on.
I gave you too much time now.
All the fucking songs sounded the same.
Maybe it's a trick question. Maybe Ecuador was their biggest song.
No, it wasn't. Their best song was...
You didn't say their best song, biggest hit.
It is their best song. It's in Cor an Fó.
It is on Cor an Fó.
It was a great song. And Cor an Fó was way better than fucking...
Oh, 100%,
Ecuador.
Yeah. Ecuador was tied in with the fact that I needed a question about Ecuador.
Yeah, so I get to pick whoever I want.
You do. Emmett, would you have known that?
Yeah.
Kev, would you have known that?
Not a clue.
In the 90s, in the mid-90s, when they brought out the compilation CDs, and Cor an Fó was one of the first tracks on every one of them.
Yeah.
Because they remixed it to bits, but the original was there. Let me see. I need a wild player. A good wild player. Just struggling to think of teams in this fucking World Cup. I really am. It's so fucking hard outside.
Just get the answers
all
wrong.
All the players. Yeah, of all the players in the World Cup and the Atlantic laden, can't think of one.
Phil Foden.
Good show. Emmett, so we've only got 1, 2, 3, we've 4 selections left, and Emmett's making a pig's ear to remembering the numbers. So we have 13, 18, 23, 27, and 29.
Yeah, that's all I have here.
Yeah, good stuff. Pick one.
I will go with 13.
Brazil.
Ooh.
Who was Brazil's keeper at USA 94?
Ooh.
Taffarel.
Correct.
Yeah. Do you know who you would have got if you had got it wrong?
Who?
Fred.
Oh.
He wouldn't have fit in. Well,
we'd have made him fit.
We'd have got him in somewhere. Don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that.
He'd I'll take João Cancelo.
Nice.
Cancelo. Yeah.
So 18, 23, 27, 29 left, yeah?
Yeah.
We get out of here then. Warzone is out. Warzone 2 is out.
Have you got it downloaded and all there? You have it ready to go?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So who's up, Kev?
That's my number 23, please.
23, France.
Ooh.
The Eiffel Tower is France's most popular tourist attraction with 6.2 million visitors a year. What is second? Is it the Palace of Versailles or the Louvre?
The Louvre.
Louvre.
I say the Louvre, but I'd be honest, I'm surprised Disneyland isn't on there. Disneyland Paris.
Take this up with John Wikipedia because this is where I got the answer.
No, I'll call it the Louvre.
The Louvre is correct. 5.7 million visitors compared to the 2.1 million.
I need a centre back and a centre mid, I think.
Yeah.
I'll go with Joshua Kimmich.
For midfield, yeah. Joshua Kimmich.
Yeah. Nice.
Back to Gav.
I will have number 27, please.
27, Mexico. Mexico, as the locals call it. Mexico.
Jorge Campos and the lads.
Yep, that's it. When is the Day of the Dead traditionally celebrated in Mexico? Is it in May or November? And if you think of the Day of the Dead, if you've seen that excellent movie, Coco, that's the Day of the Dead. Have you seen Coco?
No.
Ah, watch Coco. Forget about Warzone and watch Coco. Great movie. Great soundtrack.
Day of the Dead.
Traditionally celebrated.
Yeah, I'm going towards, I'm leaning towards November because Halloween. But
I like your logic. I like your logic.
Yeah, I know, but the Day of the Dead. But then again, like there's low, you know, that must be a national holiday, is it?
In Mexico.
Yeah, like Paddy's Day is in March. Yeah. Independence Day in America is in July, so
yeah.
It's I'm only going to go for November because it's around the Halloween time. So November.
Correct.
Oh.
I was hoping you'd have been a bit more clued in on Mexico and got confused with Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
It's obviously the 5th of May. I'll go for May. But no, you didn't. You don't
know. I don't know what that fucking, what you're talking
about.
That's
exactly it, because it fell on you. That's how the questions go.
Because you're a dick.
I would have tricked one of the other two that were a bit more clued in.
Yeah.
But it fell on you.
Yeah, look, it fell on you and you're a dick. So you didn't even think of that. Thanks, Keith.
Your last pick.
Last pick. Centre back. There's probably a whopper centre back out there that I just can't think of.
There's actually sheer centre backs in the world football now.
Just the names of these countries, I just can't fucking wrap my head around them at all to me. Is Marquinhos in the Brazil squad?
Oh yeah.
I'll have Marquinhos.
Good show.
Yeah. Very good player.
Bar fucking Hannibal Lecter and bleeding fucking John Brightway. I'm actually all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Dare McCanty's pulling me up over Euro Disney. Doesn't count. Wasn't on the segment that we looked at on Wikipedia. So apologies, you know, it wasn't included. Maybe I was looking at something totally different, but in the list I had.
Yeah, but that, like, Disneyland.
The point still stands. What had more, the Louvre or Versailles?
Yeah, it was probably the bit you read out at the start where you said
the next most.
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't matter, does it?
Excluding Disneyland, yeah. It doesn't count.
Of the two you gave me.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that's American capitalism. You know what I mean? I'm we're not into that. We're not into that around here. FSG out, all that. Emmett.
I'll go 29.
Uruguay. At which famous stadium did Uruguay last lift the World Cup in 1950?
Oh, 1950.
I'm trying to think where it was even held.
This works out lovely for you if you get this wrong.
I don't know.
Was it
in Brazil in 1950? The Maracanã.
Gav, what do you think it is?
I think it was held in Brazil, and I think it was American as well.
Kev, what do you think?
Yeah, I just said the same.
It is correct. It was the Maracanã, and it was the big unveiling of the Maracanã. It was only built, wasn't it? They had the party ready.
Brazil went into national mourning after.
Yeah, they did. Went into years.
The Andes, yeah.
Years of mourning over it.
It was cursed and everything. They said the stadium was cursed and everything after that.
Yeah.
1958. Tom Boland said Sweden. 1958 was Sweden, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So give us a player there, Emmett. You would have got Sebastian Quates there if you had.
Where was it held in 62?
Chile. Yeah.
I'll go Danny Carvajal.
The right back.
That's what I needed, yeah.
Nice.
That's all I had left.
And Kev, you get the last question, the last team, Belgium. What was Tintin's dog called? Was it?
What do you mean, was it?
Yeah, okay, no, what was his dog called?
A fucking clue. It wasn't Scooby.
I'm going to give you, we do have this as a multiple choice. Was it Blowy, Joey, or Snowy?
Blowy. You can really know what Joey made it off the top of his head.
Yeah, but you have to remember this is a different time. This is a different year.
Yeah, that's
right. This was
made. I'm gonna go with Joey. I haven't a clue. Hit the one in
Snowy. No interest in Tintin's fucking
correct.
Dog.
Yeah, if you knew Tintin, you had a little white dog called Snowy. Now, the player you get, Kev, and it walks out with an absolute wonderful twist of fate, is Kevin De Bruyne. And you've already got So you get to pick any player you want. Default to the losing player, which is De Bruyne.
Which gives you
and
a
you
free
to change
pick
the one you already had, which was a free pick. So
okay, so it's a centre back I need, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with Varane. That gives me three French players, I think.
Oh, I never even kept track of that.
Yeah.
Red Steve says, imagine walking around the park shouting Blowy. No, I think we're all right on the nationalities.
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, I think that was the only...
Yeah, I think we could be. If I'm not one of you, you know what I mean? They can get the bleeding regulator onto us if they want. I don't think it matters. So I'm going to recap these teams. Gav, Manuel Neuer in goal. Ashraf Hakimi right back. Alphonso Davies left back. A lot of pace there. A lot of pace in them wing, them fullback areas. Canate and Marquinhos. A lot of pace in your centre backs as well, Gav. You're on for the bleeding. The zippies. Holding your midfield, you have Hannibal Mejbri alongside Gavi with Phil Foden and Neymar either side of them, Leo Messi and Martin Braithwaite.
John Braithwaite.
Francis Braithwaite up front. Nice team. I have to give you that. A lot of pace in there. A lot of pace. Emma.
Don't even
Emma, call Emma, Emma, Emma.
He ended up with Ronaldo, didn't he?
I pulled it back at the end.
Ronaldo and Mbappe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. A lot of pace.
And
Hassan Al-Haidos could be fast for all I know. Don't know. Couldn't tell you. So you've got the Korean stalwart Kim Sung-gyu in goal. You've got Joe Cancelo and Danny Carvajal at the fullbacks. Again, quick fullbacks. You have Tony Rudiger and Cameron Carter-Vickers in the centre of defence. We could say solid team. You know, you're not going to get much air to the air with them. Yeah, midfield. So I don't know what we're doing here.
Gakpo on the right, Mbappe on the left.
Papu Gomez and Shaqiri is your centre midfield pairing. And then you've got Cristiano Ronaldo and Hassan Al-Haidos up front. Solid. Yeah, the people might like it. And that's all that counts.
Do not, you know, put that on the fucking internet.
It's already on the internet.
It's always the best because people just say it, right? And they don't.
Oh shit! It's just lying.
Yeah, they don't know the context. They're like, yeah. What sort of fucking smart arse trying
to be a bleeding hipster, picking the guitar forward.
Reggie grows his own vegetables without the back and all.
He's probably being paid by guitar.
That's it, in that pocket.
Rory says, as soon as Keith linked Jimmy Nail in Saudi Arabia, then his questions and research were beyond reproach.
Exactly. I'm glad someone got it wrong.
Right, come on, read out Kev's team. We're going to be going play Warzone.
I know, so we're not over here, sorry.
Oh, for fuck's Kev, sake.
Alisson Becker, you got this very Liverpool influence. Trent Alexander-Arnold at the back and Theo Hernandez, your other fullback. You've Rafa Varane and Virgil van Dijk in the centre-back, Joshua Kimmich and Kevin De Bruyne in your midfield, with Pablo Sarabia and Sadio Mane out wide, Taki Minamino and Karim Benzema up front. Right, you each get one silver bullet. You can't use your silver bullet on your team, you use your silver bullet on the other teams. You cannot take out any of the stockings, you can only take out a player that was picked by the lads and replace him with any player you want. So, Gav, your silver bullet, what do you want to do with yours?
Do I have to use it?
You don't have to use it if you don't want it.
Don't want to take any off any of the lads, I'm alright.
You just want to go into Warzone, don't you?
You do, which is like, I know I'm going to get ripped here. I can't change anyone in my team though, can I?
No.
You swap somebody else's for one of yours?
No, you can just take out someone off their team and give them whoever you want.
Okay. No, I'm okay.
So you're sure? We're all right. You're fine. In the I love it, the moral, taking the moral high ground. I like that. Like Gary Neville. Emma?
No, I'll leave it as well. If I can't approve my own team, what's the point in weakening
theirs? If I was you, I would have been weakening their team somewhere.
No, never.
Yeah, he's too far back, Keith.
Yeah, that's true. Kev?
No, I'm happy enough.
I love it. You can look at that. See, three honest. I'd have been ripping you now, but
I thought if it was swapsies, it would have been all fucking over.
No, because I threw in all the questions, we just give you an opportunity to take one back. He's actually done quite well.
We're bigger than that, Keith.
Yeah, I like that. That's what we do over on this channel. We're bigger than that.
We're not really, in fairness.
We could not be any lower than that.
We'll fucking take anything off each other if we feel the need.
The people should know that in advance. But lads, it's been a bit of crack. It's been, you know, the football, the World Cup is coming up. We all know. When is that thing starting? Is it
Sunday?
Sunday, is it? Ecuador against Qatar.
I
know there's loads going on, and I know on the channel.
You fancy Ecuador to come out of that group, Keith?
Yeah, I do. Ecuador are a good team, Kev. They're a very good young team. Obviously, you know, Moise Caicedo, big fan, but Piero Hintzepe and Gonzalo Plata, they've got the guy off Brighton then as well, the fullback.
Estupian.
And they've got a lot of good players and they're a good team. I do fancy them to come out of that, but we'll wait and see. But Gav, what have we got coming up?
There's a World Cup quiz tomorrow, but that's going to be from the 1974 World Cup up until 2018. It's going to be me hosting Shawnee, Davo and Phil. So that's tomorrow night. I don't think we have anything on Friday night, but Saturday we're going to release two shows. Me and Kev have done a preview of groups A, B, C and D in the first show and E, F, G and H in the second show. So they'll be released probably, say, 2 and 6 p.m. on Saturday. They are pre-record. We will try, we might do something as a watch along on Sunday, just as a trial for Qatar v Ecuador. I know it's a shy game, but, you know, just to get out there and kind of get a feel for it and see what way we're going to go with it. Because you will get watch alongs everywhere where they commentate and stuff like that. When we do it, we like to do a bit of commentary, but we like to have a fucking laugh while they're watching the game. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're doing that. But during this week as well, look, I'm at the putting now a video interview with Dom from the Road End Pod. That video is out and it's there to watch. I'm at the putting out an audio podcast with Courtney Neary, who does all the YouTube stuff around Liverpool. I've two more of them coming, hopefully tomorrow and Friday. That will be Alex from the Cop TV and Josh Sexton from the Anfield Rap. So they'll be out as well. And then into next week, listen, whatever we can come across, whatever we can do. If people have suggestions, absolutely throw them at us. Don't make it too complicated. You know, if you want us all to drink cans and fucking do something, we can absolutely do that. But, you know, something with mad stuff written all down, like lists of stuff, where this is what you should do with a show, and there's about 20 things on a list. Just for the one show, it just takes too much fucking time for it. So through the World Cup, we are going to do the watch-alongs. We're going to do updates on the groups as they go and the tournament itself, but we're kind of taking it on a week-by-week basis. I'm giving the beanie hats from We Are Liverpool, the initial order that we were bringing in to get rid of are gone, I think. But we kept 10 back. We kept 10 back and we're going to give them away for free to people. So that'll be done over the next week as well. We do it over our YouTube channel and down. You'll have an opportunity. Don't worry. We'll give you plenty of notes. We're giving away 10 of them as well. I think that's about it. Lovely. I think that's about it for the moment. There's loads. We're doing loads of stuff.
Always going.
Never fucking stopping. You know, never stopping. So, like I said, bear with us for the World Cup. We bring out many shows we can. We'll record them, we'll pre-record some, we'll be live for others, we'll have them as many out as a podcast as well. And like I said, if you have an idea that you want to bring to us during the World Cup, we can have a look at, like, G10 wants to know an unknown prospect show. Keith, you'll love that. Where we go, we could pick an 11 in the World Cup before that'll blow up in the next 18 months or 2 years, something along them lines. So look, we're open to suggestions. We're trying our best to bring out shows and stuff like that. So liking and subscribing, particularly at this time, helps us out because things do slow down, so the more support we get, the better.
Yeah. Can't ask for more than that, can we? No. In all fairness. We'll leave it there. So as I said, it's been a bit of crackdown, the draft. We always have a bit of fun with them. They're never the same thing, you know. There's always something different in each one. So I hope you've enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad. I told you it wouldn't be too bad. And wait, we can leave it there. Well, yeah. See, that's always... People will be sick. They're not going to watch the quiz now tomorrow, Gav, because they've had a quiz tonight. They've had a lovely quiz tonight. Mm. What's for the south? Ramsey Street or House Summer Bay?
Yeah.
Have you got questions like that? Have you got questions like that?
There's no other podcast bringing you knowledge like that. No.
Exactly, yeah.
Knowledge is the bomb.
Jimmy Nail, what was his first acting gig?
Emmett knew it.
All over it. Oh, there you go. So that's what I'm doing.
And then when Keith says stuff like, it's kind of farewell for you, he's fucking lying.
Yeah, we do tell a lot of lies. But look, we'll leave it there. We'll see us all again tomorrow for the quiz. I'm sure that'll be good crack, it always is. So, we'll see us all again soon. Take care.
Podcast Network.